Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Timothy?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you for asking. So I understand that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, it seems more like a scam to me than anything, and I don't mean that to be offensive, but I receive numerous emails and phone calls and text messages that are supposedly not associated with Local Splash, and they have access to the website that has supposedly been created for me, which seems very, very generic and extremely basic and is almost as though it's been worded by a scammer, someone who's not in the business of developing websites and stuff, and then on top of it with all of the unwarranted calls and text messages and emails and stuff, it's consuming more time than what is worth any benefit that I feel that I would gain through this. And so I want to withdraw, and there's no explanation or plan to make repair that is going to change my mind in that. So.
Okay. Thank you for relaying all of that. I really appreciate it because it gives me a good idea of, you know, what's going on. I do want to let you know, just as a side note, that if you're getting a lot of calls from companies that are saying they're associated with Local Splash and they're not originating from the Google page because that hasn't even been published yet, okay? They're not originating from the website that we built because we have a tracking number on the website, okay? And those calls are not on the dashboard. So are you using anything else like an Angie Leads or a Thumbtack or a Home Advisor, anything like that?
Well, I'm definitely using Angie Leads, but people that are sending me information, I'm supposed to be waiting on a passcode or a PIN code to access
the Google
website and so then I'm getting all kinds of notifications about this PIN and people tell me this is my PIN and this is the website that I have to go to submit it and stuff, where from Local Splash all I've received is that when I receive my PIN in the mail, which I have not,
right.
that I am supposed to contact you all. And so then I've probably had 30 total notifications this week via email, phone call, and text message alike, all stating the same thing, that they're wanting to help me set up my account and offering a PIN code for me to do it with. And not that all of them are even saying that they are Local Splash or associated with Local Splash, because, you know, otherwise I may be naive.
Someone
tells us completely different companies.
Right, right. So being that on the tracking, these calls that you're getting, they're not initiated from the work that we're doing, I want to let you know.
I don't see how that they're not initiated from the work that you all are doing, because
so
I have not attempted to build or develop a business page through anyone else at all. And so they're not accessing my information through Angie Leads and saying that I need this PIN code to set up my website.
Can I just address
that's real quickly?
I just want to address that real quickly.
Okay.
scam companies can go to directories like Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Yelp, and they can put in the search bar pressure washing companies in Tennessee, and they'll get pages and pages of leads. Then they're going to call you and they're going to say, oh, we need a PIN code from Google, and they're going to email you. And when you call them back or if you talk to them, oh, yeah, we can provide it for you, but it's going to cost you $200, right, because they're scam companies. So I'm telling you, they're not initiated through this, and here's how I know, is on your website, we have a phone number of 865-290-5580. When people call that, it will be forwarded over to your number. And so those calls that are coming are calls where people are calling 865-323-5142 directly, because if they were coming through the website that we built, they would be on here, stored on your dashboard, and they're not. So I sometimes tell people that use Angie Leads, because that's an excellent service, and we have a lot of, you know, customers that also use Angie Leads, but sometimes what I tell them is to pull the ask Angie Leads to pull the listing off of their directory, and then those scam callers stop, because that's where they're finding it. People use those directories as a lead source, if you will. So I can assure you that that's not as a result of this program. Now, I want to give you
I utilized Angie's Leads for some time prior to any engagement with Local Splash, and prior to this, I've never had these kind of issues. And so that's where my concern is coming from. Yeah.
How long have you used Angie? That's shocking. I've never heard that before, because usually that's where, unless now because you've gotten a couple of the scam calls, you're on some kind of a database or something. But
I've used Angie's Leads for 2 months now, and I've been using Local Splash for a little over 2 weeks, or right at 2 weeks.
Yes. So here's what I recommend is, if anybody calls you and they say they're from Local Splash, tell them that you want them to confirm the security question that we have on file. Remember when you signed up?
Well, that's the thing. It's not that they are calling and saying that they are from Local Splash.
Okay.
It's the fact that they are calling. That's the problem that I have, because I spend way too much time now deciphering this nonsense versus dealing with stuff and focusing on business.
Right.
And so there's like I said before, there's no explanation, and there's no resolve that can be found in this that's going to keep me or cause me to decide to stay. And like I told Amy, I'm not egregious towards anyone. I have no issues with anyone specifically. I just want to be refunded. I know the $50 initial setup fee is non-refundable, and I understand that and accept that. But I am looking to be refunded and to cease any further payment, to have my information removed, and I don't want to be a hindrance to you all anymore, but I also don't want any more engagement. And so then what I told Amy was, if need be, I'll just have Chase Bank pursue it with their lawyers rather than me to have to deal with it any further.
Yeah, you know, that's where I want to give you some options, because if you create a dispute with Chase Bank, you will not win it, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to the $299 that you paid being a non-refundable amount. And not the $50, but $299. And I can read it to you if you like. But the reason being is, when we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, the manual submissions, we purchase the domain, build the website, do the programming, trusted citations, backlinks. it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours. So people are not calling you through the number that we're displaying for you. So I know whatever those scam calls you're getting, they're not initiated through this. But what I could do just to make you feel a little bit more comfortable is, number one, I could call you from the tracking number so you can recognize when a call comes from your Google listing or your website what it's going to look like. But secondly, just to give you time to get this program to come to full fruition so that you can actually see the magnitude of what this will do for your business, is I can push the next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that, Timothy, is to give you time to, you know, get the business on the first page, get the phone ringing. That way you can see the magnitude of what this is actually going to do for your business. And with the extra 2 weeks for free, you're going to have all the way, let's see, until November 9th. So come November 9th, if for some reason you're still not feeling good about it, you can call up and cancel. There wouldn't be any further charges. But I'm confident that you're going to see such a dramatic impact that you're going to want to keep it, because nobody cancels on profit. And I know that you'll probably save a ton of money on your lead fees, too, in the future, because what some people do when this starts kicking in is they put the leads on pause, because why should you pay for leads when people are calling you directly, right? So eventually you save a ton of money on that aspect of the program, too. So what do you think about that? I mean, is that a fair resolution or something that you think would work?
And there's going to be no qualms if I call on November the 7th or 8th and say, you know.
Exactly. As long as you call us before your bill, that's all we ask. Is, you know, after it's due, it becomes past due, and then there's an issue. But as long as you call us a couple of days before that, you're absolutely able to cancel. But I want to ask you something, because you said that you didn't get the PIN verification code in the mail. And you're right. It's coming in the mail. No one's going to call you with it or text it to you. So does anybody else check the mail other than yourself?
My wife does, and she'll carry the mail in and set anything with my name on it on the table.
Okay.
And so
I want to give you a heads up that because it comes in a postcard size envelope from Google and it's very colorful, I don't know why Google does that, because it gets mistaken all the time for junk mail. So just in case your wife did receive it and she thought it was junk mail and she ended up tossing it, I can send you a new one that will be there within 5 days. But I want to make sure that you just give her the little heads up and let her know that it's coming. Because if she knows, you know, oh, it's a little postcard size envelope and it says Google, she's going to know that it's important and she'll set it aside for you. You know what I mean?
Okay, that'd be fine. But I'm certain she wouldn't have thrown anything away.
Okay, yeah, I know strange things have happened. I've been here for 11 years, and I've seen things like that happen. So the 280 Blake Road, Oakdale, 37829, that is a physical address where you receive mail, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I am resending that to you now. Like I said, that will be there within 5 business days, so you and your wife can keep your eye out for it. And just in case you get it and you're out in the field that day and you don't have a second to call us, I want to let you know you can even reply to one of our emails or one of our text messages. As long as you get it to us, we'll be able to submit it to Google on your behalf. So I'll text you my direct line. My name again is Tina. I'm at extension 777. That way, if you get the code and you're busy, you can text it back to me. If not, just give us a buzz when you get it, and we'll submit it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then I already applied that extra 2 weeks on your billing, so thank you so much for giving it the opportunity. I always say if you give us that chance to earn your business, you'll see it in the results, and you'll be a long-term client. So if anything else suspicious happens to you in the meantime with any of those weird calls, If you have anything that's trackable, like an email address or a phone number, you could also send it over to us and we can submit it to our legal team. Because oftentimes, if it is originating from anything that we do, our attorneys can send out a cease and desist order and things like that. So if you have anything okay. that's special, you can let me know. If not, just keep an eye out. Do you want me to put you on hold and call you real quickly from that tracking number just so you can see what it would look like when you get a call from
I've been called from the tracking number in the past, and I have it saved as new lead already.
Good. Okay, good. So then you'll know moving forward when you see that that's originated from this program, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, have a really great rest of your week, Timothy. I enjoyed talking to you, and have a good day, too.
All right. Thank you very much. You do as well.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.